Chef Tony Nguyen of Anh Chi at South Coast Plaza and Crustacean Beverly Hills. Chef Tony Nguyen is a showman. He unapologetically cooks with liquid nitrogen and smoke machines. A starter at Crustacean is finished with a blast of wood-infused smoke. Crispy cylinders piped with fresh tuna tartar and creamy avocado mousse topped with caviar are presented inside a vintage wooden cigar box. The container is functional but doubles as a great visual effect. When the server opens the box lid, a plume of smoke billows out. As it dissipates, the delicate cigars nestled inside are revealed. "We serve about 200 a night," says Daniel Hong, one of Nguyen's executive sous chefs at Crustacean. It's a popular dish among diners. Nguyen, who cooked for the godfather of sustainability Rick Moonen and in other well-respected kitchens, does not shy away from pressure. He is comfortable in front of a camera and has seen a decent amount of screen time throwing down on Food Network competitions against Bobby Flay. Since he does not mind the spotlight, you can tell that Nguyen is well on his way to becoming a celebrity chef. But, at his roots, he is still old school. Nguyen gives respect where it's due. "Mama is great," he says, speaking fondly of Crustacean and Anh Chi chef/owner Helenan, founder of the House of an Empire. "Mama is a nickname that people who are close to the family use with endearment. She's still in the kitchen. She's covering lunch service for me now. Helene once told me, 'Tony, I could have 30 restaurants. But I don't want that. I want to be in the kitchen.'" Mama is his sage partner. Under her guidance, Nguyen grows as a chef. He experiments with techniques and concepts. He has even found himself reviving molecular gastronomy. Spinach noodles get their springy bounce from a blend of agar-agar mixed with tapioca powder. The noodles, which are extruded into a liquid bath to set, have the satisfying texture and chew of real ramen noodles. "The beauty of it is that we can make this dish gluten-free," says Nguyen. Alternative diets and food restrictions don't intimidate this chef. Instead, he sees them as opportunities to get creative and take risks. "Jesse Tyler Ferguson from Modern Family and his partner asked us to cater a private party," says Nguyen. "We needed a special dish because his husband is vegetarian, so we created a vegan crab cake. It was so good that Nguyen added it to the menu. It is by far one of Nguyen's most inventive dishes. Marinated hearts of palm, resembling the texture of crab without that fishy aftertaste, are mixed with a vegan aioli and a smattering of roasted bell peppers. The crab cake is then lightly breaded and served with edible flower petals blown across the plate. The dish is delicious, vegetarian-friendly, and totally Instagrammable." These days, Nguyen is a busy guy. He continues to oversee the kitchen inside Anh Chi at South Coast Plaza while managing the renovation of Crustacean's two kitchens in Beverly Hills. Anh Chi remains Nguyen's space to present his more playful dishes. For now, he also manages the pastry department. Tableside ice cream is prepared with, yes, a bath of liquid nitrogen. The play on a deconstructed sundae is part performance art. A server vigorously stirs the concoction as clouds of liquid nitrogen flow down the table, simultaneously setting the ice cream and part delicious dessert. Drizzles of chocolate, cookie crumbles and dollops of whipped cream finish the dish. The entire experience leaves you reminiscing about your first sundae. Nostalgic touches abound in Nguyen's food. An Orange County-inspired dessert with syrup-drenched pineapple cake, dehydrated pineapple slices and Nguyen's version of Dole Whip ice cream is at once a slice of mom's home cooking and a pleasant stroll through Disneyland memory lane. Nguyen's food transports you to a place where nostalgia and pleasure meet.